Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. This is a podcast about Taylor Swift. Each episode, I go through a different song from Taylor's discography. I started with her debut album and will be going until, well, who knows at this point. For each song, I delve into the history behind the music, break down the lyrics, and talk about what the song means to me. Every so often, I invite a fellow Swiftie to have these discussions with. Each episode finishes with the segments Taylor's Trends and This Week's Version of Taylor. Jump, fall, and become even more enchanted with Taylor alongside me. Are you ready for it?
Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. Today's episode is episode 16 of season 4 and the Red Taylor's Version era. Today's song is track number 15, Starlight, Taylor's Version. Starlight was written by Taylor Swift. The stolen version was produced by Taylor, Nathan Chapman, and Dan Huff. Taylor's version was produced by Taylor, Christopher Rau, and Paul Merkovich. The stolen version was released on the album on October 22nd, 2012. Taylor's version was released on the album on November 12th, 2021. Starlight is a 1940s-themed song inspired by Ethel and Bobby Kennedy. Taylor said, "Starlight is a song I wrote actually after seeing a picture of Ethel and Bobby Kennedy when they were 17. I saw this picture about a year and a half ago, and I didn't know anything about like what they were doing or what was going on in the picture, but I just thought they looked like they're having the best night. And so I wrote the song about what the night might have been. I ended up meeting Ethel and going and playing it for her, and she just loved it. It was such a fun moment when she was just in love with the song and so happy about it. And it's just this adorable picture that to me, it just like brought forth all these potentials for how that night could have been." The song is also part of the trilogy of the final three songs on the standard edition of the Red album, who are rumored to be about Connor Kennedy, who Taylor dated in early 2012 and who is the grandson of Ethel and Bobby. There is a lyric music video for Starlight, Taylor's version, released on November 12th, 2021. It features a boardwalk nightscape with a lit tent and Ferris wheel. The sun has just set over the water and the stars are shining as the lyrics fade in and out. Taylor performed Starlight first on December 3rd, 2012 at the 2012 Ripple of Hope Gala, which is the JFK fundraiser. She performed it as a surprise song on the Red Tour on March 27th, 2013 in Newark, New Jersey, and May 28th, 2013 in Glendale, Arizona. And she last performed it as a surprise song on the Reputation Stadium Tour on November 6th, 2018 in Brisbane, Australia. We've yet to see if it's going to be a surprise song on the Eras Tour. I have a sneaking suspicion it will be. The hidden message is for Ethel. And Starlight Taylor's version belongs to the Red Taylor's version, Could You Be the One chapter. Let's get into the lyric breakdown for Starlight Taylor's version. We begin with course one. Now, Taylor doesn't normally begin songs this way, but it is a stripped back version of what the chorus will become later in the song. I said, "Oh my, what a marvelous tune." First of all, this was a misheard lyric for me for a long time. I heard it as marvelous time. But moving on, I think it's a bit cheeky for Taylor to begin the song this way. Not in a bad way. Just the smallest of nods to herself and this song by calling it marvelous. But furthermore, Taylor is using the phenomenon of a song being able to transport us back to a specific memory. It was the best night. Now the listener enters this memory. Taylor is beginning to paint this picture. Never would forget how he moved. We get the first glance at Bobby here. We now know he was a good dancer. He was suave, sophisticated, elegant, and regal. He was comfortable and safe. The whole place was dressed to the nines. Taylor has always held such an ability to transfer us to a whole damn world with just a few simple lyrics. It is quite impressive. And we were dancing, dancing like we're made of starlight, like we're made of starlight. Okay, I'm going to get super nerdy and niched here, so bear with me. Don't tune out if you have no idea what I'm talking about. But this whole chorus, this has such an element of the Starfall Party from A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas. Yes, I know not everyone knows what I'm talking about, but if you do know what I'm talking about, you know that this whole chorus, this is Reese and Farah all dressed up The stars colliding with them, the inner circle dancing all night long at starfall. This is Valaris. Okay, end nerding out for now. After this simple stripped down first chorus, then Taylor goes into verse one. I met Bobby on the boardwalk summer of 45. Another misheard lyric for me, and a couple in this song. I don't know what I was thinking I heard, but I heard I'm a Barbie on the boardwalk. I don't know. But anyways, definitely not Barbie. Picks me up late one night. Out the window, we were 17 and crazy, running wild, wild. Debut Taylor. Now, debut Taylor sneaks back in the front door. But red Taylor. Taylor sneaks out the window. Can't remember what song was playing when we walked in. So we get an interesting detail here. So earlier in the chorus, Taylor describes this song as a marvelous tune. But now we find out she doesn't remember this specific song. Therefore, it is the sensation of sound that she is remembering that is transporting her. The feeling is brought to life, but she doesn't actually remember what song was playing. The night we snuck into a yacht club party pretending to be a duchess and a prince. Honestly, just goals here. Like, yes, not much to say about it other than that. Second chorus. Now we get the upbeat version of the chorus, and all the remaining choruses from here on out will be thus so. The only difference between this one and the first one lyrically is the addition of an and at the beginning, and I said. After chorus two, going into verse two. He said, look at you, worrying too much about things you can't change. Now, I have to wonder how much of this song is just Bobby talking to Ethel in Taylor's imagination, or how much is it Connor talking to Taylor? I like to think there is a very serious overlap, kind of like The Lucky One or The Last Great American Dynasty. Both these songs have such similar vibes to them. But furthermore, the phrase, look at you, that can be so vulnerable, and I believe it's such a positive vulnerability here. Whoever is uttering it is really seeing the person they're speaking to. I love this relationship dynamic that Taylor has brought to light here. You'll spend your whole life singing the blues if you keep thinking that way. He was trying to skip rocks on the ocean, saying to me. This is such an in-the-moment moment. It is so present and so pointed. Don't you see the starlight, starlight? Don't you dream impossible things? This line, this is probably my favorite line in the entire song. Don't you dream impossible things? Life goals here. I want to get this tattooed on my body or journal it every day or say it as an affirmation. I think it's just a beautiful moment to the end of verse two. Chorus three. Again, same as the prior two choruses, with the change of the lead in word. In chorus three, it is like, oh my, what a marvelous tune. And then Taylor takes us into the bridge. Ooh, ooh, he's talking crazy. Ooh, ooh, dancing with me. Ooh, ooh, we could get married, have 10 kids, and teach him how to dream. I always hear this bridge and think of the Anchorman meme. Like, well, that escalated quickly. I saw that meme years ago, and it always reminds me of it. But in all fairness, she did start off with the talking crazy disclaimer at the beginning of the bridge, so I'll give it to her. A musical interlude follows the bridge before going into the fourth and final chorus. It's not often we get four choruses in a song. Oh my, what a marvelous tune. It was the best night. Never would forget how we moved. The whole place was dressed to the nines, and we were dancing, dancing like we're made of starlight, starlight, like we're made of starlight, starlight. Taylor goes into the outro, like we're made of starlight, starlight, like we dream impossible dreams. Like, this song is just so magical. Like, starlight, starlight, like we dream impossible dreams. Don't you see the starlight, starlight? Don't you dream impossible things? A twist on the final lyric of the second verse. And Taylor ends the song now with turning this question onto the listener. Now, what does this song mean to me? Starlight is the magic of life. This song means making the most of every single moment. It means to live in the present. This song is memories and meaning and legacy. And that's what Starlight Taylor's version means to me.
Let's talk Taylor's trends. This is the part of A Swifty Snapshot where I highlight different trends that Taylor uses in her lyrics. We have six potential trends to choose from: the weather trend, the colors trend, the calendar trend, the time of day trend, the style trend, and the transport trend. Let's see what trends Taylor used in this song.
All right, let's talk some Taylor's trends. First category, the style trend. Lyric, the whole place was dressed to the nines. Total of one style trend. Second category, the transport trend. Half a point for the lyric, picks me up late one night. Half a point for the lyric, the night we snuck into a yacht club party. Total of one transport trend. Final category, the colors trend. Half a point for the lyric, you'll spend your whole life singing the blues. Total of 0.5 colors trends, bringing us to a total of 2.5 Taylor's trends.
This week's version of Taylor. Join me every week to discuss breaking Taylor news, whether that's spottings, Easter eggs, social media presence, or general Taylor news. Let's see what she's been up to recently.
Taylor news. On June 8th, August was featured in the new season 2 trailer for The Summer I Turned Pretty. Very epic rendition of this song, if I do say so myself. On June 9th, it was night 32 of the Eras Tour and night 1 in Detroit. The opening acts were Girl in Red and Gracie Abrams, and the surprise songs were Haunted and I Almost Do. On June 10th, Taylor donated to the Gleaners Food Bank in Detroit. It was night 33 of the Eras Tour and night 2 in Detroit. The opening acts were Girl in Red and Owen. The surprise songs were All You Had to Do Was Stay and Breathe. On June 11th, Taylor posted, "Ah, Detroit, that was so much fun. First time I performed at Ford Field, I was singing the anthem there in 2006, and I remember thinking it felt impossible for a place to be that big. I was so insanely nervous. Thanks to those crowds this weekend for your endless energy and extremely loud scream singing. You made us feel right at home. See you very soon, Pittsburgh." And she posted four pictures. On June 12th, Taylor added three new tour dates for the Latin American leg of the tour. She added August 27th in Mexico and November 19th and 24th in Brazil. On June 13th, Taylor surpassed 263 million Instagram followers. That's all for this week's version of Taylor, Taylor's Trends, and Starlight Taylor's version. Next week, I will be covering Begin Again, Taylor's version, which is the final track on the standard edition of the Red album. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on all the platforms so you don't miss any content or episodes. And on that note, come back, be there.